It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The good news is that we have a strong group of young players, and we will continue to push for ways to get better in the short term. And our number one priority will be to lay the foundation for a sustained period of competitive excellence in the years ahead.
There you have it. That's Bill DeWitt there talking yesterday about this news conference. I know Bill is not like a high energy guy, but I was kind of expecting them to maybe bring a little more enthusiasm to the messaging yesterday. I don't know. I'm a fan. I want the team to do well. I've obviously been disappointed the last couple of seasons. But if you're going to hold a news conference to tell me how you're going to make things better next year, be kind of excited about it. I didn't pick up a lot of that. I mean, Mo was positive, but my friend Scott Warman's on the phone now. Of course, you know him as a longtime broadcaster for the St. Louis Cardinals pregame and Blues pregame and all that on Bally Sports. He's been around forever. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for getting up early and giving me some time this morning.
Hey, my dog gets me up early. I have no choice, buddy.
Hey, so am I wrong here? What was your reaction to the news conference yesterday? I don't know what I was expecting, but I was expecting more than what I got, I guess, is what it comes down to.
I think that would be probably the case with most Cardinal fans. They were expecting more, and I think it's one of those situations where, you know, I heard change, and I also heard, it wasn't the exact word, but patience. This is going to take some time, I think, were the exact words that were going to be used. And we covered the thing live on Bally's yesterday. And Jim Hayes did a one-on-one with John Mozeliak. And one of the things that Jimmy had brought up with Mo was the fact that, hey, so we're talking about a rebuild, Bill. He goes, no, not a rebuild. This would be more of a reset.
Okay.
So I think what you're seeing is something that, look, this team hasn't performed to any expectations for anybody that's involved, whether it's us Cardinal fans, those who cover the Cardinals like me and others, or the team, much less the organization. So now you got to try to make some changes here. And again, when I use the word patience, I think what you're kind of telling you in a indirect way is, you know, don't expect a 100-win team here in the next couple of years. Now, with all that being said, they realize that there has been mistakes being made by the organization, and pretty much, Mark, they're out of touch with most teams in Major League Baseball. Whether you're talking about, when you're talking about development, because I think that was more the focus than anything else.
Yeah.
So you're talking about development. You're talking about the farm system, and you, those of us that have grown up for years, you know this with Michelle, your wife, is the fact that, you know, they've had a great farm system, one of the elite for so many years. They've fallen behind, whether it's staffing, which is way below a lot of other teams that they want to try to invest in, or they are going to invest in. I also understand from an analytic standpoint, some of the stuff that they use for analytics is, I wouldn't say outdated, but behind other teams. So they want to get ahead of that. And I know John Mozeliak told our own Jim Hayes yesterday that the fact that, you know, they're not going to reveal all this stuff that they're investing in development for the farm system, because that really is key, especially when you think about We are a mid-market and not a major market compared to the Dodgers and Yankees. You don't have all this money that you can fly around. Now, the other part of the whole press conference is the fact that I know was disappointing to a lot of Cardinal fans is some of the money that's invested in the Major League roster will be pared down. What amount, we don't know, but will be pared down to put more of this investment and development and into the farm system. And Chaim Bloom, if you look at what he's done over his career, especially with the Rays have always had one of the elite developmental programs in a smaller market that's considered compared to St. Louis. And he's did an amazing job for many years in Tampa and then spent the last several years with the Boston Red Sox doing the same thing.
Right.
And now, obviously, with the Cardinals, will take things over. The other story is, obviously, John Mozeliak will be president of baseball operations for one more year, and then Chaim will take over after that.
I know Ollie Marmol is obviously under contract. He just signed that new contract. But I feel like a lot of fans feel like, you know, you're kind of to blame for some of what we just saw play out with this last season. Do you think more change could be coming? Or are you hearing that from fans as well?
Not really, Kim. I think you're pretty much they signed him to an extension. And I think John Mozeliak actually mentioned this away to some of the media after the original press conference that he felt that Ollie was going to be really excited with some of the changes from a developmental standpoint. And Kim, that's basically Ollie came through the ranks as he had a very short career and went right into coaching and developing. And my understanding is this is some of the stuff that Ollie has kind of talked to the ownership as well as management of trying to implement and build up the development of the organization. So I think, you know, those that maybe think, oh, well, Ollie's the next one to go. I don't think Ollie's the next one to go. Now, I know John Mozeliak did say that there are talks this week as far as what's going to happen with the coaching staff. He would expect some changes, but he didn't elaborate on any of that until they had conversations, I guess, with Ollie and the coaching staff. So you would say that there are going to be changes, especially in the development, probably within the coaching staff. As far as the players are concerned, I think it's all up in the air, but it sounds to me, guys, honestly, if they're putting more investment in the development, at least for this upcoming season or next 2 years, that some guys may not be back. We can sit here and speculate.
Yeah,
we don't know, but obviously it's one of those situations where you would think that you're not going to see them investing a lot into big-time free agents or anything like that.
We will be watching for your reports on it. Scott Warman, thanks for your time this morning, my friend.
Great to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Always great having you on. Appreciate that. Appreciate him giving me some time. Knew we wouldn't get to Ackerman for a few days, so I wanted to get somebody on here to talk about that news conference yesterday. How did you feel? Feel free to send us a message down here. If you're on the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message, and we will play it back.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.